Hey there, all you Stardusties. It's the second week of Spooky Month, if I'm a good noodle and I edit things on time. Today we'll be covering The Legend of the Bell Witch. So sit right back, and I will tell you a tale. Stay tuned.
Things are a bit off.
Align the stars with the bizarre.
Every day that makes you say, hey!
This is Star Queen Paranormal for the enthusiasts of the strange and the extraordinary.
Star Queen Paranormal.
Well, howdy, little Stardusties. This is your marvelous maven of the Martians, Lady of the Lake, entrepreneur of the eerie, enthusiast of the strange and extraordinary, and the real reason it's bad luck to have a mirror facing your bed. I am your host, XE, the space pirate and Star Queen. And today, like many other days, I'd like to remind you that this show is for entertainment purposes only. We're not trying to convince anyone of anything being real. Skeptics are welcome. We love you, even if you don't believe in love.
It's just the result of chemical reactions in your body.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the very 21st episode of Star Queen Paranormal. Star Queen Paranormal. And it is the 21st episode, which means it is the last tarot card I can cover in the Major Arcana for stuff about the number 21. The World. The World represents an ending to a cycle, a pause in life before the next big cycle, beginning with the Fool. It is an indicator of a major and inexorable change of tectonic breadth. In numerology, the number 21 represents patience. And the angel number for 21 represents protection, comfort, and patience. Adele's Grammy Award-winning second album was named 21. The age 21 is also the age you become an adult in countries like Singapore, Egypt, and the United Arab Emirates. 21 is the eighth number in the Fibonacci sequence. And there are 21 spots on a standard six-sided die. And I once read a theory that Douglas Adams, the writer of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, made the number 42 the answer because two die would have 42 spots. So what is the answer to life, the universe, and everything? 42, or two die. I don't think that's the official explanation, but I thought it was an interesting theory. As I said earlier, today I'm taking you to the quiet countryside of Tennessee in the early 1800s, where we will explore the legend of the Bell Witch. Because if I do edit this on time, this episode will air the second week of October, and I have spooky content set aside for Spooky Month. I'm hoping to cover my favorite cryptid the weekend before Halloween, so the episode October 28th, and if you know me in real life and you've seen my phone case, you know which cryptid it is, but don't be disappointed if I forget or change my mind.
That's the nature of creating.
It doesn't always go as planned. Sometimes you change your mind.
And that's okay.
It's okay to change your mind, Stardusties. So don't get too excited, but get a little excited. I love making my Stardusties happy.
But you kids don't want to hear what I love doing. We're here to do what you love doing. And what you love doing, being subjected to my terrible tarot.
It's truly terrible.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you are just joining Star Queen Paranormal, you are in for a treat. We call this segment of the episode Terrible Tarot. Now, why is it terrible, you may ask? You wouldn't exactly pay me for this reading. But it's a three-card pull at my terrible interpretation of it. However, If you want a not-so-terrible reading, I post not-so-terrible tarot on Patreon. That would be patreon.com/starqueenparanormal. Now listen intently, kids, as you can hear me shuffling the cards. Shuffling pretty terribly at that. She shuffles the cards. She is so awesome. And your three cards for today's terrible tarot. Terrible tarot! Oh! Your three cards for today are the Magician, the Six of Swords in reverse, and the Six of Wands. Gaze deeply into the void while I gaze deeply into your cards to divine their meaning. And today's terrible interpretation? You have been working hard at manifesting some calmer waters in your life. So maybe you've been going through a stressful period and you buy into the law of attraction. You have the tools to manifest this calmer water into your life, this period of calmness, and recover from whatever stressful situation you just went through or maybe currently going through. And the advice from the cards is keep believing because you will be successful. You will have victory. This also may be a sign that it may calm down by the holidays, depending on what situation you're attributing to this card reading. Basically, the cards are saying, don't stop believing! Don't stop believing, little Stardusties. Today's quote from whatever I feel like quoting. I stopped explaining myself when I realized other people only understand from their level of perception. Now, Goodreads lists this quote as coming from an anonymous source. Other sources attribute it to a Twitter user or a comedian. If you happen to know for sure where the quote came from, you can write to us at starqueenparanormal@gmail.com or Facebook us, and I will update the episode. Well, probably not update. I'll probably like make a shout out to the listener who corrected me and say, hey, it was in that episode with the Bell Witch. Remember?
Oh yeah, I remember.
Today's bizarre headline comes from HuffPost, September 17th, 2022. Doctors at St. Vincent's University Hospital in Dublin removed 55 AA and AAA batteries from a woman's stomach and colon. The 66-year-old woman's x-ray showed the foreign objects, and miraculously, none of them were obstructing her gastrointestinal tract. 55 batteries is the highest reported number of batteries ingested at a single point in time. Obviously, swallowing batteries is considered very dangerous, and doctors believe the woman was ingesting them as an act of self-harm. If you or someone you love is struggling with self-harm or thoughts of suicide, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Hotline at 1-800-273-8255, or to chat with them, visit suicidepreventionlifeline.org/chat. If you are located outside the U.S. and you are looking for resources, please visit findahelpline.com. Okay, little Stardusties, I'm about to make the Kessel Run in less than 12 parsecs.
Which is a unit of distance, not time.
Be right back.
Hey! Welcome to Shamblefest!
I'm Jess.
I'm Amber. And we are your one-stop weekly shop for news shambles.
We're a weekly WTF and current events comedy podcast. We drop episodes every Monday morning. Tune in.
Shamble on!
Before I start with the story of the Bell Witch, this is the point in the story in which I invite anyone who has triggers to leave, especially if the triggers are relating to children. The children do survive, but acts are done upon the children, and that may upset some listeners. So if that's something that bothers you, feel free to leave. I actually don't know how old the children are based on the sources I researched, but I'm going to assume because they said the word children that at least some of them are child age. Anyway, if that bothers you, your mental health is valued here. I love you, little Stardusties. Catch up to me next week. So tell me, little Stardusties, have you ever heard of the tale of the Bell Witch? While legends do refer to the entity as a witch, the truth is the entity possesses many qualities that could place the entity in different categories of paranormal. At one point, it self-identifies as a witch. It's a little difficult to categorize, though. So when describing the Bell Witch, those of you out there who identify as witches, please know that we here at Star Queen Paranormal are respectful of all spiritual paths, or lack thereof. We're here for a good time, not a judgmental time. Most accounts of this legend begin around 1817, when John Bell Sr. saw an unusual dog-like creature in the field near their house. Described as a rabbit-headed dog, John Bell Sr. aimed his gun at the rabbit-headed dog. He pulled the trigger, and he missed. The mysterious creature, whatever it was, disappeared into the forest in a fright. That is when many people say the hauntings began. Other sources have quite a different origin story to the hauntings. These sources claim that when the Bells first built on this land, they struck a deal with their neighbor, a Miss Kate Batts. And what Miss Batts didn't know was that John Bell Sr. cheated her out of some land. What John Bell Sr. didn't know was that Miss Batts was rumored to be a witch. She vowed to take revenge on the Bell family before she passed away. And that's when some sources say the hauntings began, was when Miss Kate Batts passed away. At one point, when the entity did start speaking, it did identify itself as Old Kate Batts, witch, in the entity's words. Shortly after the rabbit-headed dog incident, John's son Drew Bell approached a bird sitting along their fence. As he drew closer to the feathered creature, it flew off in a startle. But the creature was not a small bird, as Drew thought. It was a bird of extraordinary size. The entity took a special interest, in particular, to Betsy, the youngest daughter of the Bell family. Most of the physical activity involving the entity centered around Betsy and John Bell Sr. himself. Betsy once said she saw an apparition of a girl in a green dress swinging from the limb of an old oak tree on the property. A man named Dean reported being followed every night by a large black dog in the evenings when he would visit his wife. Most of the incidents up until this point had happened outdoors. And then eventually, the activity moved indoors, where the Bells were subjected to nightly knocking along the doors and wall. The Bells reported hearing gnawing on their bed by unseen entities. They would hear dogs fighting aggressively, even when there were no dogs around. They'd hear chains dragging along the floor, and the occasional disembodied growl. At this point, with the hauntings beginning in 1817, John Bell Sr. struggled with a mystery ailment that was causing him paralysis of the mouth. The children would report the sheets flying off of them in the middle of the night, like being ripped off their beds. The terror and horror of the hauntings only grew and grew, eventually leading up to physical harm. As stated earlier, Betsy received the worst of it. She would have slap marks. She would say she was feeling like something pinched her. And she was getting stuck with pins. Her and the other children also reported feeling like their hair was being pulled. And they all suffered mysterious scratches on their body. You'd think that'd be the worst of it. You'd think that'd be enough to pick up and move. But you'd be wrong, at least according to the Bells, because eventually the apparition began to speak aloud for all to hear, and even worked its way up to holding full conversations with all who were around. The spirit was once asked, "Who are you, and what do you want?" To which the spirit replied, "I am a spirit. I was once very happy, but I have been disturbed." It is even said that the entity could speak in two places at the same time, and it was very fond of biblical texts. It was reported that the entity recited the exact same sermon, word for word, in two different locations at the exact same time. It was also known that the entity would just pop into the neighbors' houses around town and spread gossip about what was happening at other people's households.
"Oh, good. The bells have been cursed, and now the whole town gets to suffer."
One person, a self-identified skeptic, asked the spirit for a phrase that only people in his own family would know, a phrase that his grandmother was known for saying. To which the spirit replied, in his adopted grandmother's Dutch accent, "Hut tut, what has happened now?" In another encounter with the apparition, a traveling Englishman and self-proclaimed skeptic stopped by the Bell Farm to investigate. When speaking to the bells, the Englishman mentioned his family overseas, and as a response, the spirit mimicked his British parents, reacting to the entity. It was their voices, and they were just as concerned as the Englishman visiting the farm in Tennessee. The English traveler was so spooked, he left rather quickly, and later confirmed in a letter to the bells that the entity had been visiting his parents at around the same time it was mimicking their voices. In that same letter, he apologized for his skepticism. Curiously, the apparition was not cruel to everyone. It referred to Lucy, John's wife, as the most perfect woman to walk the earth. The apparition would also bring her fruit and sing Christian hymns to her. It was also reported that the entity was said to show the son, John Bell Jr., a measure of respect. There is a cave on the Bell property that many believers of the Bell Witch seem to think is tied to the legend, like perhaps it is a hideaway for the apparition or entity. In 1821, the apparition referred to John Bell Sr. as Old Jack and claimed it intended to kill him. The entity signaled its intention through curses, threats, and afflictions. Eventually, John Bell Sr. dies by apparent poisoning, seemingly by that very apparition. As people were gathering and mourning John Bell Sr., it is reported that the apparition interrupted the mourning by singing drinking songs. When Betsy, the youngest daughter, announced her engagement, it sent the entity into a flying rage, and it threw a tantrum so bad that it spooked Betsy into calling off her engagement. Once Betsy called off her engagement, the entity told the family that it would leave and come back in 7 years. So it made an appointment to check out the family in 1828, and the bells reported that it did come back. This time it was Lucy and her sons Richard and Joel living on the property, but they said they ignored it, and eventually the entity left again. Now, some rumors claim that perhaps it was a spirit of someone John Bell had secretly murdered, or that perhaps the land was sacred. There are those who believe that the apparition falls in line with a poltergeist, or a djinn, or a vampire. Was it simply a vengeful spirit? Or a cryptid? Or a mimic? Or perhaps it was a crafty and clever person with too much time on their hands? In the manuscript attributed to Richard Williams Bell, he wrote that the spirit remained a mystery. Quote, whether it was witchery, such as afflicted people in the past centuries and darker ages, whether some gifted fiend of hellish nature, practicing sorcery for selfish enjoyment, or some more modern science akin to that of mesmerism, or some hobgoblin native to the wilds of the country, or a disembodied soul shut out from heaven, or an evil spirit like those Paul drove out of the man into the swine, setting them mad, or a demon let loose from hell. I am unable to decide, nor has anyone yet divined its nature or cause for appearing, and I trust this description of the monster in all forms and shapes, and of many tongues, will lead experts who may come with their wiser generation to a correct conclusion and satisfactory explanation. So, Stardusties, what do you believe about the Bell family hauntings? Do you believe they happened at all? Are you inclined to believe that it was just a talkative ghost? A witch? A tulpa? Do you have any paranormal stories you'd like us to cover? Any suggestions? Do you have your own paranormal story you'd like us to share? Write to us at starqueenparanormal@gmail.com. Check us out at Star Queen Paranormal on Facebook and Instagram, and sometimes TikTok. Or toss some coin at your favorite space pirate Star Queen at patreon.com/starqueenparanormal, where for as little as a dollar, you can access exclusive content, all while supporting your favorite space pirate and Star Queen.
That's me!
So, Stardusties, remember to lock your doors, because truth be told, it's not the paranormal you need to look out for. If you're into spirituality, remember to ground and shield. If you're not into spirituality, may you at least have pleasant thoughts before you fall asleep. Always remember that you are mightier than the monsters. Until next time, on to the next phase in life. May your path be paved in starlight. Continue existing as you would, my dudes.